Carnation Nation, do you know how when you go to see one of those live concerts where bands are playing their music, and in the back of the auditorium there's a table with all the t-shirts laying out? I think they call it the merchandise table. Well, we have such a table online. It's a merchandise page. It's a merchandise store, and you can find it simply by going to terrycarnation.com. That's my own personal website. You can even write me there. And hit the word shop. It will take you to the shop created by our friends at Represent. And there's a plethora of Terry t-shirts and mugs and tote bags and anything else you could possibly want. Some spectacular designs, all featuring me, Terry Carnation, and Dark Air. And be open to all possibilities. And I beg of you, please be open to the possibility of buying some Terry merch. Au revoir for now. I'm not sure why I did that evil laugh.
And now, from the unexplored depths of the Marianas Trench to the unexplained reaches of space, time, and mind, you're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
Hello, Carnation Nation, and all of the followers of Jeet Street. Welcome back to the show. Before we do get started, I need to address some of the darkness that is out in our world right now. I would like to address the claims that we have received on KSB's voicemail. I have not killed Terry Carnation. He has not been replaced by a pod person or a clone or a robot. I am not a servant of Satan or a member of any cult. I repeat, I am not a servant of Satan. This is not part of a deep state conspiracy to spread propaganda by replacing a beloved talk show host with a sleeper agent just as his radio show went nationwide, okay? Although, saying that out loud, it does make a lot of sense. Anyway, there have been some incredibly hateful things that have been said about me. I have not been affected by them, clearly, but just factually, there have been a lot of hateful things that have been said about me. Okay? They're completely justified, hateful things. I sold out. Okay? I sold out. I shook hands with the devil, and I didn't even get to have sex with iCarly. Oh, gosh, why did I just say that out loud? It doesn't matter. I don't know you personally, but you are all bastard people. I would like to immediately apologize for the insensitivity to our listeners who don't know their fathers. I did not mean that. And also, to anyone who might have been raised by two mothers, I am deeply sorry. And I am going to shut up now. So here's the show, you vultures.
Hello, caller. You're on Dark Air.
Hi, Terry. This is Miriam. I'm calling from Inglewood.
Hi, Miriam. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm a little nervous. First time I've ever called you, but, there's a squirrel in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it's the spirit of my husband.
Okay. So I'm assuming that your husband has passed on.
He has, and I miss him terribly, and I noticed one morning when I went out for my morning coffee that there was a cute little squirrel with a fluffy tail that just wouldn't go away. And he stayed with me the whole morning.
Did your husband enjoy nuts?
He did enjoy nuts, and he also enjoyed my coffee in the morning. He would sit with me every morning when I had coffee out on the patio.
Hmm.
And there was the squirrel.
Well, have you considered offering the squirrel some coffee?
I hadn't thought about that, Terry, because I don't have a cup small enough for the squirrel.
Hmm. Perhaps one of those just adorable little doll sets, teacup sets, with a tiny little acorn-shaped teacup and a little hot coffee just the way your husband, and God rest his soul, what was his name?
John.
John. Just the way John likes it.
How do you think that John's spirit might have entered the squirrel?
How do I put this? John was a big man, and he had a tail, his rump, his behind. I don't know what's appropriate for the radio. His behind was large, and I feel out of all the animals that could embody John's spirit, a squirrel with a tail as fluffy as John's rump was is what it would be.
Okay.
Now, I know it sounds crazy, Terry. I know, and I can't tell anybody else about this.
Well, you can...
But I feel it's...
Your thoughts, your story is safe with me. I'm just trying to get a better handle on John's rumpus, on his derriere, on his rear hinds. Because you said furry, and then you said he had a tail, and then you said it was large. So I'm just trying to... Was there a deformity?
It wasn't a deformity. It's what... Well, you know how some men have hips like a woman?
Yes, I've often been accused of that very thing.
Then you understand. Mm-hmm. So John had a body.
And there's nothing wrong, I just want to say for the record, for a man having large, round, fertile hips like a woman. It's...
Childbearing is what we would say.
Perhaps even childbearing. And perhaps one day in the future, men will be allowed to carry a child to term. In which case, having large, fertile, round, ovaloid hips will be a positive thing.
Then you do understand what I meant when I said rump.
Yes, I did. Kind of like Sinbad, the comedian. He had a very large, wide ass.
He did. He's still with us, I believe. But the thing is, John's rump was so round that if you saw him from behind, you would think he was a woman.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, was John a hoarder?
Well, what? Oh, the nuts.
Yes.
Well, you know, he did have a lot of things. Now, I never judged him on that. He was a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good, round man.
Mm.
But he did have a lot of things. He did.
Mm.
And he did sock them away in the winter.
Interesting. Okay, I think we're onto something. Listeners, if you have other stories of the deceased that you feel may have passed on and undertaken the shape or the spirit of an animal living near you or far away from you, please, we welcome these calls. And Miriam from Englewood, love to hear your story, and please let us know how your coffee experiment goes, again, with that beautiful, delicate little child's coffee cup, perhaps monogrammed with his initials and a...
Oh, Terry, that'd be
lovely. A lovely font. Yes, just find that right, that perfect temperature, and let us know how that goes. I hope,
will.
For John's sake, that you find reunion, solace, and nuts.
Thank you, Terry.
You're listening to Dark Air with Terry Carnation.
You're on the Dark Air. Terry Carnation here. Welcome.
Hello, y'all. My name's Michael Gaudet. I'm calling from Bishop, California.
From the home of Mule Days, Michael. Thanks for your call.
I'm in my car right now, 86 Ford Escort. I gotta tell you, I'm calling because I just hit this thing. Came out of the woods, okay? It just came out of the woods, and I'm a good driver, but I hit the hooks.
Was it a mule?
Well, you know, it had antlers, okay? So what do you think's got antlers? A deer. I thought it was a deer.
Hmm.
I went out to see just what it is I hit, and this damn thing's got wings. It's not a deer at all. It's got wings. You hear me, Terry? It's wings. It's got antlers and wings. It's like an amalgamation of two animals. There's fur and feathers. That doesn't make sense. I'm looking at it, and it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is the size of a deer, but it's got these wings, and it's got these sharp teeth and a lot of eyes. And when it went down, okay, it made a noise that sounded like a human cry.
Wow. Let's parse this experience a little bit.
Sure.
Here, Michael, it sounds to me like there are two choices. Either you rammed your 1986 Ford Escort into a mythical creature or plowed into some kind of grotesque genetic experiment.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Michael, what I want you to do, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We need to see if the creature is still alive.
Okay.
And if it does have some kind of voice. I want you to exit the car right now.
Okay.
Put your phone on speaker.
Got it. I'm outside now. There's no traffic.
Call out to it. No, Michael, be gentle. Call out to it lovingly. It may still be holding on to life.
Oh,
you're incredibly coarse with this creature.
Sorry, I'm scared. My eyes are watering. It smells like eggs.
I heard it. I heard that.
Oh, I heard it too.
So, what is it saying?
I'll put my phone closer. Hold on. Did you hear that?
Take me him? Who is she referring to?
I'll poke it again. Ah. I think it said, take me home.
Home?
Oh, it's so sweet. You should see its eyes, all of them. They're so sweet. They look like big, I don't know, big cow eyes.
Michael, I think you have a job in front of you. This creature needs your help right now.
Oh.
And there's not anyone else that has a... What was it, a Ford Fiesta?
It's an 86 Ford Escort, so it's a hatchback and the seat will lay down. So
you think you can fit it in there?
One time I brought an IKEA cabinet home in this thing, and this thing's bigger than it looks. All right, let me see. I can get it in there. My wife's going to kill me if I bring this thing. Oh, but it's looking at me like it's a baby. I don't know. You know, my wife and I never had children, so I'm going to take this as a sign that this is our baby now. This is our baby now.
Do me a favor. Call back into Dark Air. Let us know how it's going with this creature and what your journey entails.
I will do just that. Come here, baby.
Carnation lovers everywhere, worldwide, this radio show /podcast/audiobook is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is something interfering with your personal happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? Oh, BetterHelp can help better. It helped me, frankly, when I wasn't seeing that charlatan, Dr. Norman Kesden. I would simply go home and call BetterHelp and get actual therapeutic help for all of my misdiagnoses from Dr. Norman Kesden. BetterHelp is fantastic. They will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. This isn't a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional therapy, and it's done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available. The service is available for clients worldwide. Just log into your account anytime. You can send a message to your therapist. You can get timely, thoughtful responses. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it free and easy to change therapists if needed. So, you know what you do? Just visit their website and read the testimonials that are posted daily. BetterHelp.com/reviews. There are thousands of reviews of all the wonderful therapists at BetterHelp and the people whose lives have been benefited by speaking to them. Visit BetterHelp, that's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. And in fact, Carnation Nation, there's a special offer for all Dark Air listeners. Get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/DarkAir. That's BetterHelp.com/DarkAir. Carnation out. BetterHelp in.
Carla, you're on the line.
Hi, Terry. So good to talk to you. I'm actually having some problems in my current relationship.
Oh, uh-oh. Do tell.
Yeah, well,
the doctor is in, and no, not Dr. Lizzie, Dr. Carnation. Doctor of love. Love Carnation.
Well, it is kind of awkward, really. I think my husband might be cheating on me.
And how do you know this?
Well, he is thinking about getting a 90 for someone, and honestly, it's in a size much, much smaller than mine. Honestly, but beyond that, it's very tacky. It's like, got Santa Claus fixtures on the buckle and lots of white fuzz. It's just not my style or taste, really, and so I know it's for another woman.
Yes. Catching the husband in the act of buying a gift for another woman. I'm so sorry. My heart goes out to you, Carla, and...
He hasn't actually bought it yet. He's just thinking about it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Are there other clues that you've discovered about your husband?
He's been thinking about going on a grand vacation. Just spending a lot of time thinking about that. And thoughts about his college girlfriend, too, have been emerging lately.
Really? Wow. So, 90s, vacations, college girlfriend. How do you know that, has he been in touch with her? How do you know all this information?
No,
you've been reading his emails, or... Are you being snoopy? Are you being a snoopy, Carla?
Absolutely not. Not intentionally. It's something that I can't really control. You see, I have the ability to read minds.
Oh. Oh, goodness. Really?
Yeah, it's sort of the sixth sense that people talk about having. I've had it all my life, really.
If that's the case, Carla, what am I thinking right now?
Oh, Mr. Carnation, I don't think you want your viewers to know.
No, please, please tell me. Carla, I challenge you.
All right. All right, Terry, you are thinking of a baby, only instead of wearing a diaper, it's wearing a large foam finger cutout from the Chicago Cubs that says number one.
Holy fucking shit! Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God.
What can I say? It's a gift.
I'm flabbergasted. Carla, how long have you had this ability?
Oh, ever since I can remember. It doesn't, you know, I've never really told anybody about it because I feel like, you know, once you start telling people, they're going to ask, well, what am I thinking? And no offense to you, Mr. Carnation. But it's you know, ever since I've been a child, I've seen things. I knew my mother was cheating on my father, and I knew my father was wearing dresses on the weekends, singing at nightclubs.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Does your husband know that you have this ability?
Oh, no. I've never told him. There have been times where I think he's suspected.
Carla, I'm sorry. My mind immediately goes to all the ways that you could benefit from your gift. You could be in the MI5. You could make a fortune as a fortune teller. Surely there's a way to profit from this ability.
Yes, you know, I suppose I could help other women who are like me, who are in the position of being cheated on by their husbands, and I could perhaps warn them. Ooh, or do a sort of like a private investigator service.
That is incredible. What an incredible talent. Carla, I have to say, my deepest apologies. I have a hard time feeling sorry for you in your marriage, because... You have this incredible ability. It's like you're an X-Man. It's like I'm talking to a real live, in the flesh X-Man. The thing we need to do is find you as Dr. Xavier to counsel with, who can help train and forge and specify your extrasensory perception.
I would love to be someone's Jean Grey, I'll tell you that much. So
to weaponize it, or at least, at the very least, to profit from it. So my advice to you: talk to your husband. Say, I love you. Please don't buy the nighty. Please don't go on the vacation with your college girlfriend. Let's work on our marriage. But you know what? Actually, just ditch your husband and find a way to make some money off of your powers. That's what I would do. Unbelievable. Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back.
Carnation Nation, I used to sleep in a mattress of my own creation, that rhymes, coffee bags filled with corn husks. Oh, my aching back. And then, you know what I did? I took a quiz, a very simple quiz. The Helix Sleep Quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. I have now gone Helix, and I'm never going back. Everybody is unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. So, as I said, I recently received my Helix mattress, and I am in love with it. In fact,
I would like to be buried on it, or in it, or with it. I don't really care. Much like the Vikings were buried with their swords and their hunting dogs, I would like to be buried with my Helix mattress. So please go and take the Helix quiz. It is so awesome, but you don't even need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2020 and by GQ and Wired magazine. It's been recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. Here's what you need to do. Okay, listen up. HelixSleep.com/dark. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz. HelixSleep.com/dark. It'll give you the best sleep of your life. Plus, they have a 10-year warranty. And try it out for 100 nights, risk-free. Now, Helix, get this, folks. Fasten your seatbelts. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/dark. We've got Pegasus on the line. Welcome, Pegasus, to Dark Air.
Thank you so much, Mr. Carnation. Thank you.
Is that your real name, Pegasus? Hippie parents?
Not exactly. Mr. Carnation, I work in some very deep areas of the government, very top secret areas. You'll forgive me if I don't give you my true name.
Oh, so your name is not Pegasus. Okay, but...
It's not. That's a cover
that's
name.
That's an excellently chosen cover name.
Thank you. It was chosen by a computer algorithm. We never choose our own nicknames because it could reveal too much about our preferences.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Mr. Carnation, you don't know it probably, but you are delving into areas that are, well, let's say they're extremely sensitive, as you know, and your show is being monitored all the time by a division of the government. Are you aware of that, sir?
Well, Pegasus, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Yes, I am well aware that the show is being monitored. And I know that sometimes we have probed a little too deeply.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you're absolutely right. You've hit the nail on the head, and many times you've come dangerously, sir, close to the truth. Mm. And you're doing a great service, sir.
Thank you.
Although I would say that there are a few areas that you have some misconceptions.
Oh, really? Please set me straight, by all means.
Well, for example, you fixate on Area 51.
Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't my callers? There are far too many unexplained mysteries around Area 51. What are you suggesting?
That is a completely manufactured false front.
Area 51 is a false front. It's a decoy. It's a decoy.
That's right.
For what?
Nothing ever happened at Area 51. It all happened in Area 56, which is just up the road. Area 56 is where all the secrets are.
So Area 51 is bullshit?
In so many words.
Well, what about Areas 52 through 55?
I'm afraid I can't comment on those.
So, okay, well, so what is hidden in 56? What can you tell us, please?
You can appreciate if the government and certain sections of our military have been so intent on keeping Area 51 completely obfuscated, it would not be good for my health, shall we say, and the health of my family, the people I hold dear.
Yeah, yeah.
To bring that up explicitly. However, I will dangle a little something in front of you, and then I'll leave it to you to research on your own, Mr. Carnation.
Dangle away. So, please, dangle it right in front of my face.
You're familiar, of course, with the common grocery saltine cracker.
Yes, of course. It's one of my favorite late-night snacks.
Interesting. How many do you think you've consumed in your lifetime?
Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. I keep them in my nightstand. Mm. I buy them in bulk.
Mm. Do you ever go to Costco?
I'm not sure what that is.
Oh, all right. That doesn't matter. Well, how many saltines would you say the United States of America, the people of the U.S., consume over a 10-year period, say?
Billions.
Trillions. Trillions of saltine crackers, sir.
Dear God.
Have you ever read a saltine cracker under an ultraviolet lamp?
No.
I invite you, sir, to begin your research there.
What would I find?
Again, this is not for me to say. I'm trying to put the scent in front of some of your bloodhounds, some of your listeners. Get them to follow it down.
You hear that, listeners? A challenge to you, Dark Air listeners. saltine crackers. There may be something more afoot. And thank you, Pegasus. And listen, this station, this show, is your home away from home. I encourage you to call. Please tell us more about Area 56. And
thank you. I'll try to contact you again when I can. I'm afraid I must go.
Look at, listen to that. Pegasus blowing the lid off of Big Cracker. Well, he said he was going to dangle something in front of me, and he dangled a big wet saltine right in front of my face. And it smells like mystery.
Hello, this is KSB. If you are trying to leave a comment about Jeet Batra, ask yourself if you could be spending your time on something more productive and less mean-spirited instead. Beep!
Jeet, it's me. Oh. I know that's not a real answering machine.
How did you know?
I know that was you just putting on a fake answering machine voice message because you're so socially awkward.
Oh, Terry, is that you in the future?
No. This is not future Terry. It's present Terry.
Darkest timeline present Terry.
Jeet, I don't know what that means. Listen, I don't have time for this. I'm calling from a payphone. Listen, I escaped the Church of the Paradox. They had kidnapped me.
Yeah. No, you already told me. Or actually, future Terry told me last week, but he's technically still in the future. So maybe now that I think about it, you haven't actually told me.
Shut it, Jeet. Listen, I'm sorry. Do you know how hard it is to find a payphone in this country? In the time it took me to locate one, I could have went and gotten a job at Walmart, worked 3 shifts, bought a burner phone, and called you that way. Why didn't I do that? Okay, it doesn't matter. Okay, first things first. Has my katana arrived at the station yet?
I'm going to have to say no.
Damn it. I know I shouldn't have trusted eBay. Okay, fine. I need you to go to my apartment, grab a change of clothes, bring my nunchucks and my spare amulet, and come get me. And don't tell your dad that I don't have money for gas.
Absolutely, Terry. Just tell me where you are.
Okay, I'm in New Mexico, and I'm at the corner of,
Please deposit $5.
Terry?
Hello, 31 cents to continue.
No, I don't have $5. I don't.
Please deposit
what? I don't have any more quarters. I can't.
And 31
please,
cents
let me stay
to
on.
Continue
let
this
me
call.
Stay.
Terry? Oh, wow. The next chapter in the Terry Carnation saga begins! And Jeet Batra is no longer a supporting character. Oh, here I come, Terry, to New Mexico, the smallest state in America, I'm pretty sure, so should not be any problem in finding you and getting you back in my arms. Here I come, Terry. Make sure to hydrate. It won't be long.
Dark Air with Terry Carnation was created by Rain Wilson and Aaron Lee and is produced by Tom Harp and Chris Kelly. Starring Rain Wilson as Terry Carnation, Karin Soni as Jeet, Al Madrigal as Al, Yvette Nicole Brown as Dr. Lizzie, Aaron Lee as Dr. Kesden, and Jennifer McLean as Veronica. Dark Air with Terry Carnation is brought to you by Imperial Mammoth, Audio Boom, and Kelly & Kelly. Theme songs composed by Marcus Mosscat. For a full list of credits, head to terrycarnation.com/credits.